The ideal practice length for older adults. Once people feel comfortable with how often to practice, the next question is usually this: how long should I stay at the piano? For many adults, this question carries quiet anxiety. They worry that short sessions are not enough. They worry they should be doing more. But here is something important to understand. For most older adults, 10 to 20 minutes is an ideal practice length. That may sound surprisingly short, but it is long enough to make progress and short enough to avoid mental fatigue. Learning does not improve when the mind is tired. In fact, once fatigue sets in, mistakes increase and confidence drops. Shorter sessions protect your focus. They allow you to stay present, and they help you leave the piano feeling positive rather than drained. Many adults have been conditioned to believe that longer practice equals better results. But at this stage of life, quality matters far more than quantity. 10 calm minutes practiced with attention can be more effective than an hour filled with frustration. It's also helpful to think of practice length as flexible rather than fixed. Some days, 10 minutes will feel perfect. Other days, you may naturally stay for 15 or 20. There is no prize for staying longer. In fact, one of the most helpful habits you can develop is stopping while things still feel comfortable. When you leave the piano with energy and reserve, your mind remembers the experience as pleasant, and that makes you far more likely to return. If you push until you are tired, annoyed, or mentally foggy, your brain begins to associate the piano with discomfort. That association is what slowly pulls people away from practice. So instead of asking, "How long should I practice?" try asking, "How long can I stay before I start to feel tired or tense?" That moment, just before fatigue, is the perfect place to stop. You are not cutting practice short. You are protecting tomorrow's motivation. In the next chapter, we'll talk about the stop before tired rule in more detail, and why ending practice early is one of the smartest things you can do.